Okay, Zayin Amid Aleph 782. Last time we learned this long taste about Mutech Shehutar Tzedek, and we learned that even has to be some type of either Tzedek Mitzvah or the need of Yom Tov and so on. Okay, now we're up to over here. Amar Rab Yaakov Ad Idi, the middle of the page. Amar Rab Yaakov Ad Idi. So the Gemara's discussion was, can you live with the Psula the first time on Shabbos or not? The people said yes and people said no. So Amar Rav Yaakov Ad Idi said, Heyre Rabbi Yechon Metzaydin, Rabbi Yechon and Paskin in Tzaydin, also live over Betchila B'Shabbos. He can't be married the first time on Shabbos. Okay? That's what he Paskin. But the Gemara says, interesting, he uses the word Heyre. Heyre means he ruled. But the Gemara asks, "Umi iko hayra?" It said, normally, the expression of hayra means to permit. And here you're saying, Rabbi Yechon forbid. So the Gemara asks, where do we just find this expression of hayra for something forbidden rather than something permissible? So the Gemara said, yes, we did. Where do we learn it? But tonight, because it says in the Mishnah, hayra beisilu shetena zira eicha v'shana machedus. There's a very interesting story. There was a queen called Queen Helena. Okay? She was in the time of Hillel. Okay? Now this queen, her son went off to war. Went to war as a soldier.
Jewish queen?
Yeah, yeah. So she said, if my son comes home, you know, okay, from the war, I will be a Nazir for 7 years. This is the story. This is what she promised. She made a vow that if my son comes back from the war, I'm going to be a Nazir, and a woman could be a Nazir for 7 years. Now there's a halacha that a Nazir is only in Israel. If somebody makes a vow to be a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, the time they're a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't count. So let's say somebody makes a vow, I'm going to be a Nazir for a year. Yeah? And for half a year they lived in America. The din is, that doesn't count. Even if they acted as a Nazir, it doesn't count. Because outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't count. So when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they have to keep a year in Israel. Now, this queen, for 7 years, was outside of Israel. So when she was a Nazir for 7 years, right, Hillel ruled, that's what it says, Hillel shetehene zira, eight sheva shonim achedis. She has to be a Nazir for another 7 years. Yeah?
That means you can't change.
1 minute. That means, but that's stricter. And yet the expression is, Heiru beis Hillel.
What's wrong with saying Horah that's negative? What's wrong with saying, you always, I was just saying, you the passing, when you're passing, you say, no, it's a Horah that you, know, you shouldn't do that. I mean, what's the...
Horah Bedin could be... No?
The Gemara thought, this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara thought that Rashi says, "Kol adam no shoy lahachmir." In other words, like this: to be machmir, everybody could be machmir. Everybody could be strict. So he say he taught that you could be lenient, because to say that, this is what the Gemara thought at the beginning. The word taught logically means to be lenient. Because to be strict, anybody could be strict. You don't need his guidance. So the Gemara is, this is what the way Rashi explains it. To chol adam reshoy lahachmir. And one who forbids it is, you know, even a doubt you can rule strict. But a matir, in fact, there's a Gemara that says, koyach da hetera odif. The ability to permit is much more difficult than to say it's forbidden. To say everything's treif is easy. I'm not talking about not a religious person, yeah, everything's allowed. Say, a person who's very frum, right? To say no, it's treif, is very easy. To say it's allowed, that takes a lot of research and in depth, right? So the Gemara thought that the word hayra would only be for something permissible. But the Gemara answers, no, we do find, like Basila ruled stricter, that she's a nazir for 7 years. Again, the Inami, or another case, it says like this. The spinal cord of an animal is split in the majority of the spot, again, this, you know, what makes an animal treifa or not, you know, what makes it considered dead already, whatever. So it says in that the first opinion, the Braisa says like this: Chut Hashedra, the spine of an animal, Shenifzik Berubei, that the greater part of it is split treifa. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov says, Afilu Nikif, even a tiny hole in the spine makes a treif. Okay, Heider Rabbi ki Rabbi Yaakov. Even though Rabbi argued, and Rabbi said it has to be the majority of the spine to be treif, but the Gemara says Rabbi ruled like Rabbi Yaakov, stricter, that even if a slight hole in it is already no good. So these are two cases, right, that the ruling is strict, and you use the word Haidah. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, also livel betchila b'shabes, the Gemara using the word he taught. But it's interesting. Amar Rav Huna ein halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov. Let's the Gemara comments, halacha is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Even though Rabbi ruled like Rabbi Yaakov, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaakov, it has to be majority split in the spine to make a treif. Then the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Nachum b'Yitzchok masne hochem. Nachum by Yitzchok said a different version of Rabbi Yochanan's ruling. Because according to this opinion, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said Rabbi Yochanan forbid it, right, to live on Shabbos. So he said, Rav Nachum by Yitzchok Masni Hoch, Amir Ababu, Shor Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Min Tzur, as Rabbi Yochanan Bitzaiden, Rabbi Shmuel the son of Yaakov, from Tzur, which is a city in Eretz Yisrael. Asked Rabbi Yechin in the city of Tzaydin, Vano Shami said, I myself heard this conversation. Rabbi Nachum Yitzchok said, Mahu livo betchila b'shabbos? What's the din? Can you have, you know, the first time? Amalei asr. He said, Takitz asr. In other words, there's two stories. One is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi just said, Rabbi Yechin said, you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Nachum Yitzchok said, I heard the story a little bit differently. Asked Rabbi Yechin in Tzaydin, is it allowed or not? And he said no. But the Gemara says, Hilchasa, Mutter Livel Betchila B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So that's how you do it. You can marry a Pesula on Friday nowadays, and you can have the first time Friday night.
Why do you find Lashon Betchila?
Huh?
At the onset of Shabbos, you can have. What is it? The Lashon
Betchila? No, Betchila means for the first time.
I know, but.
No, not beginning of Shabbos. Betchila, the first time.
It's a funny language. Then betchila.
Okay, that's that. Okay, vayte gemara.
No Rashi on
this. Yeah, we can learn Rashi's. We said them outside already. Umika erali isir. Yeah. You see the Rashi in the right, the middle of the page. Umi kari yisr eirah. Do you say the word eirah by yisr? Because the chol adam neshoy lahachmer. Every person could be machmer. The A said, and the one that forbids is not because he really looked into it, because he doesn't know. He says it's, you know, forbidden. Ein zasmiches dvarim shafilu min asafik, even out of a doubt. Shein alocha berurali. If he's not sure of the alocha, he says aser. Right. Like we said, if a rabbi doesn't know what's the din, you have to be machmir. Avol amatir, but a guy that permits something, seimech al shmuasei, or as far as chokhmasei, he relies on what he heard from other people or on his own wisdom. V'hi eirah, that's called the word eirah, teaching. In other words, like this, Rashi says, to say it's treif, it's not a teaching. Because you don't know, it's asr. But when you say it's allowed, that means you did research and you checked into it or you heard it from somebody, then you can use the word heard on. Okay?
What? So is it like a ma'ila or if you are mekel, is a ma'ila? I mean,
for others, it's a ma'ila to be mekel. For yourself, it's good to be machmir. One who's machmer for himself could be lenient for others. A person, in fact, it says a mekel la'atzmi machmer la'cheirim. The Mishnah speaks very derogatory about somebody who's lenient for himself but strict for others. And it's supposed to be the opposite way. once told the rabbi in the city, he was not, he was very lenient in his personal life also. So there's one sitting there, this was many years, long, long, long time ago. He was a very prominent rabbi in the city at that time. I was young, I saw that chutzpah. So he's telling me, how come the rabbis are so machmir? You guys are so machmir. I said, because in order to, we're not machmir. I said, somebody who is a kal, I said, there's a difference between being mekel or somebody who's a kal. If you're a kal, then you're not mekel, you're just a kal. The Yiddish guy doesn't mean anything. So it's not, I said, one who is machmir for himself could be mekel for others.
Dad Nishin Kal.
Anyway, Hiro Beisilo, Rashi says, Mishnah Ibn Sechtes Nazir, so Mishnah Nazir, Behilni Amalka, Shiyatze Biram Lamuchama, Hilni Amalka, the kid went out to war, Benadr Shevashan and Benazir Bechutz Laretz, okay, she promised to be a Nazir in 7 years in Chutz Laretz, and then she went there up to Eretz Yisrael, and Beisilo ruled that she has to be a Nazir for another 7 years, because what you're doing outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't count. Chut ha-shadr shenifse berube, if the spine cut most of it, treifa. Okay, that's, now we're back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara says like this. Amir Abchelba, the third of the wide lines of the Gemara. Amir Abchelba, Amir Abhuna, Amir Abba, Zavda, Amir Abhuna. Amir Abba, I mean. Achas, Besula, oh, new Gemara coming to. Whether a girl is married for the first time, Achas, Amona, whether she's a widow, to una bracha, need sheva brachas when she gets married. Okay? A virgin or an almana, when you get married, you need to have sheva brachas. We're going to see how much in a minute.
But why did Rashi say bracha kenisa?
Well,
Rashi doesn't.
Birchas chsanim.
Birchas chsanim.
It's sheva brachas. His birchas edison. Right?
Okay.
And Berchus Nesuin.
Okay.
So Rashi calls Nesuin Chasanim. So he says, well, me, Amir Avona Hochi, how could Ravona say such a statement? For Amir Avona, Almana ain't a tuna bracha. And Almana doesn't need Sheva brachas. How could Ravona say here, a girl, whether she's virgin or widow, needs Sheva brachas? Right? Ravona himself says that Almana does not need Sheva brachas. So Gemara says, Leikashim. One case is a guy for the first time marries an almana, then he does need sheva brachas. By the way, sheva brachas doesn't mean here 7 days. We'll soon see exactly what the Gemara is talking about. Okay? If a widower marries a widow, meaning they're both the second time, that's when Rav Huna says she doesn't need sheva brachas. But if a bachur, meaning a first-time guy, marries a widow, they do need sheva brachas.
What about a divorcee? What about if she marries a divorcee?
Amana and divorcee is the same thing here. Okay. But the Gemara says like this. Let's learn a little bit into the Gemara Bigot. The alman shenas almana loy, and a widower marries a widow, they don't need sheva brachas. V'amar av nachmin, amali huna bar nasan said to me like this. Tana, it says in the Braisa, how do I know that you need to do a chuppah, sheva brachas, under the chuppah, with a minyan? You know that, and this is halacha, a lot of people don't know, and it's mamash a gemara here, shechnar, but it's a gemara. When you do a chuppah, okay, a bris doesn't need a minyan.
It doesn't?
No, you don't.
It's nice, you know. But you have a private bris, a moil and a kid, that's all you need. You don't need a minion. Pinyin Aben doesn't need a minion. A funeral doesn't need a minion, unless you want to say Kaddish. Okay? If you want to say Kaddish, you need a minion. But for Kaddish, but not for a funeral. The Gemara says, for a chuppah, you need a minion. Where do we learn it out from? He says, Baruhuna Banasin Tana, Minayin Lebirchus Chsanim. Again, let me explain one thing. There's Birchus Edison, we learned this in Kedushin. There's Edison and there's Nisuyin.
What are the brachas then?
There's Edison and there's Nisuyin. Nisuyin is what the Gemara calls here Birchus Chsanim. Okay? Now, today we do it all together. We do both together under the chuppah. In the times of the Gemara, Okay, we learn. Remember the first Mishnah, you give a psula 12 months. I mean, brought down the Gemara, not the first Mishnah. A psula is given 12 months, so you prepare yourself for the wedding. Remember that whole Gemara. Okay. A guy does Kedushin with a girl. Yeah, man gives Kedushin, a ring to the woman, in front of two witnesses, says, Ariat Makadesh, Zibitabaz, Makadesh, Mishnah. You throw, there's Kedushin.
There's no bracha here.
What? There is Birchas Edison. Today we say, Bari Pia Goffin. Shekinshan mitzvah sivzon al arayis vihitalonis and nesuyis vasalonis arusi. Right.
So it's only one.
Yeah,
it's one bracha.
Two
bracha. Two bracha gafen.
Uh-huh.
And the second one, shekinshan mitzvah sivzon al arayis.
Okay.
Vasalonis arusi vihitalonis and nesuyis vasalonis arusi.
Okay.
Okay.
You came to a wedding.
That's it. Okay. That was what's done for kedushin. Then you have nesu. Now, what happens by kedushin? By Kedushin, she is bound to him. Okay? If they split, they need a get. If she commits adultery, she gets killed. But they cannot live together. They're not husband and wife yet. Birchas Chsanim, that the Gemara calls it Birchas Chsanim, Bracha. Or what we call Sheva Brachas, is permits them to marry each other. Marry, meaning that's the marriage, and then they can live together as husband and wife.
So there's 9 Brachas under the Chuppah nowadays.
Yeah, but the Masad the Kedushin does the first two. Years ago, they did the Kedushin with the bracha because it's a mitzvah, right? Kedushin is a mitzvah. Yes, I mean, Kaddish a woman is a mitzvah. So your bracha should get a mitzvah is tzivanu. Okay, that's the bracha for that. You do it over a cup of wine, so you bring your goffin to. Then you have, but again, they're married as far as if they split, they need a get. Okay, she commits adultery, she gets killed. But they're not allowed to live together. Because they're not married.
One second.
They're not married. Then you have 12 months later, in time of the Gemara, they had the chuppah. That was the Sheva Brachas. Like he says, Tu'una Bracha. They need the Sheva Brachas. Okay? That is what we do today under the chuppah. In between the two, Edison and the Suin, today the custom is to read the Ksuba. Why do we read the Ksuba? To make a break between the two. Because otherwise there's no purpose of reading the Ksuba. Ksuba is a financial document that the woman needs to... It's like, I have an IOU, you're going to read it under a chuppah. I mean, like, what does an IOU have to do with the chuppah?
Why you need the hefsek?
Huh? Because it's two separate things. In fact, many people have two separate cups of wine. They don't even use the same cup of wine. Because in Eitzim mitzvahs chavilas, you don't do mitzvahs together, it becomes a burden. Chabad calls and we use the same cup for both. Anyway, that's a separate issue. But we refill the cup. Right? Because then it's a new cup of wine. Okay? Now, no, the Chosin College just drink a little. Yeah, then because it's pogum, so you refill. Now, 1 second.
Can I ask a question?
What?
What's the tradition of breaking the glass after, when you make
that's to remind us that that not everybody accepts Mashiach yet.
No, seriously.
To remind us the Beit Hamikdash is destroyed and we don't have it yet.
Okay. I thought it was the last time the man puts his foot down.
That is the in-depth, real intensive. But the external reason, you know, not the real reason. The external reason is... I don't care what it says on the tape. Who cares? If I would care what it says on this tape, I wouldn't talk between Mincha and Ma'ariv either. This is tape. You want to hear it? Hear it. You don't want to hear it, don't it?
It's 5 minutes these days, yeah?
What?
Well,
how long the chuppah takes? How many people walk down the aisle? How many flower girls? And okay, whatever. Now, the Gemara said, so to do Birchas. So technically, Birchas Edison didn't need a minion.
Kedushin
does not need a minion.
Not Kedushin and Edison.
Kedushin is Edison. Synonymous.
Okay.
Right? That's like, if a guy comes over to a girl privately, yeah, in front of two Edom, yeah? As I am Mukadeshously, she's Mukadeshus. Right? You don't need a minion. For Nisuin, for a chuppah, you need a minion.
Right.
So he says, "Amali hunda by nasin." This is what the Rav said. that Huna by Nasan said, and Rav Nachman said, I mean, Amali Huna by Nasan, Tana, we learned in the Braisim, Minayin, the Birchus Chassanim Basara. From where do we learn out that a Chuppah, Birchus Chassanim, needs a minion? Shanama, because in the, when Boyas married Rus, right, when Boyas married Rus, it says, Vayika Chassara Noshim Izikna Yir. He took 10 of the elders of the city. Yerim and Bayez said to them, Shvu pei, sit here, Vayeshvu. Okay? And they sat down. So there you see that Bayez wanted a minion. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Bayez was Alman Shanos Almonahava. Rus was a widow. Right? Rus's husband died. Bayez, Dumar says, also the Medrash would say Bayez's wife died. That's why he married Rus. Right? Now, Bayez, therefore, was, like it says, the Gemara, that judge, Ifson, but previously fathered 30 sons and 30 daughters.
Who?
There was, Rashi says here, the Amar Mar, Ifson Zeb Bayez, Kvar Hoyule Lamid Banim Vishleishim Banis, Babasra. Rashi says it here, no? Bayez, the Gemara says, is Ifson. But one of the Shaftim. And the Gemara says, but a Shaft, but Aftan, he had 30 sons and 30 daughters.
Aftan, 60 kids.
Not 60 kids from one wife. Obviously, he had many wives.
Yeah.
Maybe he was Muslim, I don't know. He had many wives. Okay? So obviously, Boaz was married before. Rus was married before. Yeah? And what did they take communion for? Birchas Nisuin. Birchas Chassanim. So Rav Nachman is asking, how can you say that Rav Huna holds if an Alman marries an Almana? You don't need a chuppah, you don't need Sheva Brachas. The Cheira by Bayez, which is the source of a minion for a wedding, says clearly Bayez married Rus. They were both out, he was a widower, she was a widow. Alman, Shinos Almana, and yet they did the Brachas. So he says, no, that's not what Rav Huna meant. Yes, you need Sheva Brachas. But my ain't a tuna bracha dama Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna mean when he said that an alman marries an almana, widower with a widow, you don't need bracha, ain't a tuna bracha called shiva. Sheva bracha, 7 days you don't have. Aval yemecha tuna bracha, one day you do need. Okay?
One day
of the sheva brachas. Yeah, but it's only the meal right after the wedding. In other words, like this. And this is another, let me explain, because it's general knowledge, which is important to know. You have the Eidusin, okay, then you read the Ksuba, just to make a break, and then you have the Birchus Chassanim that the Gemara says. So right away, first of all, clearly you see, a chuppah needs a minion. Because Bayez took 10 people. What's
why
interesting, the Paskim write, though, that the Chassan is part of the minion. And here it says, sounds differently, because the Chayr Bayez took, but the Paskim talk about that. Chayr Bayez took 10 people. That means the Chayr, he wasn't one of the 10.
So why they are standing? I mean, why do we stand nowadays? We should be all sitting down based on what they say.
Have you ever gone to a wedding before?
What's your problem? Why do we stand?
Yeah.
Who stands?
Well, they're Eidim. Not Eidim, they're 10 people.
Well, no one stands.
I hope they sit.
Who's it for? Everybody standing up there.
Have you ever gone to a wedding before?
They shouldn't be around the chuppah right there.
Who?
The minion.
Sitting.
You mean a minion in the crowd? Let me ask you a question. You need a minion in a show?
Yeah.
Do they have to hang around the chazan?
Have you ever been to a wedding before?
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
A minion in the crowd may not be kosher.
Talk about the minion is kosher minion.
The minion is kosher, yeah.
Let's listen. So the Gemara's question was like this. Rav Huna said a statement before that an Alman that marries Almana doesn't need bracha, and the source of a minion is from Bayez, who was an Alman that married Almana. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what I mean. An Alman that marries an Almana needs Shavu Brachas under the chuppah, and the meal afterwards, by the way. When Rav Huna said that an Alman that marries an Almana doesn't need bracha, it means you don't need 7 days of bracha.
3 days.
No.
One.
We're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to, that's what the Gemara is getting into now. Now, which means like this. second marriages for both, you need under the chuppah sheva brachas. Then you need a meal and sheva brachas at the end. Okay? We'll learn, we'll discuss the poskim, if it's day and night, if you're allowed to do it, if both have to be in the same day or the same night, whatever. Okay? But the bottom line is, Ravona says that a widower marries a widow, doesn't need sheva brachas. What does he mean? He doesn't need sheva brachas for 7 days. But under the chuppah needs. And that's what Bayas took. The minyan was for under the chuppah. Now let me say something outside, because next week there's no shir. Now we'll see. Well, we'll get there a little bit today anyway. And there's another mistake people make. The Gemara says like this. We're going to see one thing. There's a debate in the Gemara. But the halacha. If any of the chotzen or kala get married for the first time, sheva brachos 7 days. That means if a widower or divorcee marries a girl that was never married before, sheva brachos 7 days.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. If the girl was not married, I forgot what I said the first time. And if either the boy or the girl were never married before, sheva brachos of 7 days. Okay? Simcha, 7 days. Simcha, 7 days. Sheva bracha, 7 days. And this is another mistake people make, which all Rabbanim laugh at. Sheva brachas, the 7 days, does not mean that you must have a sheva brachas every day. Mm-hmm. People do it, they like to do it, it's nice. It means that for 7 days after the wedding, if you have a minyan, and you're washing, and you have a new face, it's called panim chadoshes, so that, with the exception of Shabbos, then you're allowed to make sheva brachas for 7 days.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
New face,
the only sheva bracha which is mandatory is the chuppah and the meal right after the chuppah.
And everything else is
optional.
Really?
Again, people like to do it. It's nice. The chosen kala hate it, but it's nice, you know.
I'm about the fourth one, of course.
Okay? Now, second marriage is for both.
So when do you see all the brachos?
If you have a meal.
Why is it called sheva brachos?
Because there's seven brachos.
When? Oh, you're talking right after the meal again.
Under the chuppah, it's seven brachos.
Okay.
By the chuppah, Bar Piyah Gofen goes first.
Right.
By regular sheva brachos, Bar Piyah Gofen goes last. That's the only difference. One second.
People can do several sheva brachos in one day.
You can make 30 sheva brachos in one day, providing you have a new minion each, time, and every time there's a new face.
So why do they call it sheva brachos? Why do they refer the 7 days to sheva brachos? Why not say something else?
Because it's not sheva brachos, because there's seven brachos.
The seven brachos.
The seven brachos. Right.
But if you don't have to say it, then
if you don't have a minion, you don't want
to
be bothered.
You don't have to do it. Why call it
that?
Huh?
But everybody does.
What? Who says everybody does? I know cases. Not everybody does.
You should have called it just the seven meal.
Okay. Now, listen to this. There's another mistake people make. If second marriage for both, either widower marrying a widow, divorcee marrying a divorcee, either one. If it's second time for both, the halach is you only have sheva brachas under the chuppah and in the meal right after the chuppah. Now there are poskim that hold that's only if the chuppah and the meal are in the same day. But if the chuppah is by day, and you make the meal afterwards, and the meal extends into the night, you can't make sheva brachas.
I have a question. Why?
For a widow and widower.
Why?
Let me just finish. And that's it. The halacha they pass, I mean, the accepted halacha, so to speak, is even if the chuppah is by day, you do it. That's it. No more sheva brachas.
So I say it's 3 days.
This that the Gemara says 3 days is for simcha. Meaning, she can't go to work, he can't go to work. For 3 days, there's no tachnun, but there is no sheva brachas. Sheva brachas for a second marriage for both is only under the chuppah and the meal right after. For a sheva brachas for both never married, or one of the two never married, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm talking halacha now. Then 7 days, she's not allowed to go to work. He's not allowed to go to work. I mean, sometimes there's a tatum for it, but halachically they cannot go to work. There's simcha 7 days, no tachnun. If the guy's in shul?
If they have a minya.
No tachnun.
No, I'm saying that you said 7 days. Okay, fine.
7 days, he has a halachic obligation, he cannot go to work, he has to spend time with his new wife, okay? There's no tachnun for 7 days.
Kohen at least.
And if they have a minyan, they can make sheva brachos for 7 days. That's the halacha. That, people mess it up completely.
You can't go to work, you have to go to work, right?
What?
You have to
ask a shah, it's not so simple.
No.
How do people mess it up?
No, people think you need Sheva Brachas every day, and people think there's a second marriage is 3 days Sheva Brachas. It's not true. Mm-hmm.
It's optional.
No, you're not allowed to make.
Not at all.
Not second marriage is only allowed the chuppah and the meal after, according to everybody, if it's the same day, according to others, even if it's the night afterwards.
So it's not even
an option. No, it's a Brachal Vatala.
So it's only Simcha the 3 days.
Yeah.
Meaning, no Tachnum.
Yeah.
And not going to work.
But for regular, for if they're not married before.
In fact, let's see the Gemara. What am I hacking a child? The Gemara says, let's see it inside, no? So the Gemara says like this. What does Rav Huna mean when he says it doesn't need a bracha? Ain't a tuna bracha called Shiva. Second marriages, there's no Shava brachas for 7 days. You need 1 day, yeah? Okay, now, Eloha, the Tanya, Sigmar asked the question. Says in the Braise, Shok to Chachamim Matakonas Bnei Yisrael, the Chachamim made it, they were diligent in promoting the benefit of Jewish girls. She has Sameach, Ima Shleishi Yom, and you should have Simcha 3 days. So the Gemara says, hey, 1 minute. Based on what we just said, it's either 1 day or 7 days. How do you get this 3 day thing in here? The Gemara is asking, right? You said 7 days. You said 1 day. So which one is it? The Gemara says like this. One answer you can give. By a second marriage, it's only 1 day Sheva Brachas, but there's 3 days of Simcha. What does it mean? Simcha? Like we said, he's not allowed to go to work. He cannot deal in the marketplace. Okay? Now, he buys him another answer, and this is the whole question. B'bacha shiva lebracha, u'shleisha le'simcha. The Gemara, the Braise is speaking about a guy that never got married. So it's the first time marriage. So for him, it's 7 days bracha, but 3 days for simcha.
If you have 7 days bracha, I'd mind if you have the simcha also.
No, this is the two opposite opinions. And we'll discuss this in a few minutes. The question, do you both agree or do you argue?
The concept of the Sheva Baracha, why they need it like for 7 days or even 3 days or 1 day? Why they need
where does
Sheva
it come
Baracha?
From?
Why do they need it?
Why they need it? Okay, the first
where,
time
where do we learn our Sheva Barachas?
Yeah.
Yaakov and Rachel.
What?
No, but
the
Tanakh.
Oh, yeah, week.
It's a 7 days having. How did the Tanakh say about Barachas? Maybe it's a
7 day
of the simple, like that.
No, we know the Sheva Brachas. The magic spell of the is.
But those Brachas didn't exist at the time of Yaakov, you know. The actual text of the Bracha, right, Avinu?
If you have the Schattenstein Gemara, no, you have. But he makes a chart over here. Virgin never married man, meaning first time for both. Sheva Brachas, 7 days, rejoice in 7 days. Virgin with a widower. Again, she was never married before, 7 and 7. Widow, never married man, 7. And according to one opinion of the Gemara, 3 days simcha, but sheva bracha, 7 days. And widow, widower, or divorcee, divorcee, 1 day and 3 days. So the whole machlekes over here is, if a chosen that was never married, marries a widow, so everybody says the sheva bracha is 7 days.
Simcha 3 days.
Is Simcha 3 days or 7 days? That's a machlekes, depending if the Gemara's two answers contradict each other, are arguing, or just adding to each other. But this is the halacha lebel. The halacha is that second marriage is for both. There's only Sheva Brachas at the chuppah and right afterwards. Simcha is 3 days. What do you mean Simcha? The guy's in shul, no tachnum for 3 days. After 3 days, back to tachnum. La locha be paskin, that simchas for 7 days if either one of them was never married before.
Well, that's halacha.
Yeah, that's the way we paskin halacha.
Okay. Is that we need a minyan before Boaz? How do we know that we need a minyan? All those times.
We learn a lot of things from later on that show the.
They kept it, like, they need a minyan.
Yeah, but where do we see in Torah? No, where do we see in Torah that they took a minyan for it? By Boaz.
But before Boaz, they knew about it, but it was yeah. No proof. Yeah, you can say like this.
They did it, but where do we find it? In Torah, you also have. How do we know things in the Gemara? What did they do before the Gemara?
But they knew it. I want to know how you understand it.
Let me ask you a question. Does Rashi's tefillin?
You said
it's that fine. Yeah, Arab Ben Tamsa. What did they put on before Rashi?
Either.
Both?
Either one. Understand? This is.
So why was it Machalokis since the beginning of it? They should have known that. They put either one you want, so why do they have to
Yeah, but then they established. No. This you find many times they established it afterwards, like that. This is the loch. What, this is very easy Gemara. What is the hang up about this Gemara? Both never married. Shavu Brachos 7 days, Simcha 7 days. Second marriage for both. Shavu Brachos 1 day, Simcha 3 days. If either of them was not married, okay, so Shavu Brachos for sure 7 days. The only question is, if the girl was never married, everybody says the Simcha 7 days. And if the guy was never married, but the girl was, so some people say Simcha's for 3 days. Lalacha, we keep 7 days.
That's the distinction is, Simcha has one connotation, and the Shavu Brachos something else. Completely. I thought they go hand in hand.
You should go to a wedding sometime. You ever been to a wedding before?
And he brings out an interesting thing. What happens if a couple divorced and are remarrying?
Oh, wow.
Happens.
They're both divorcees.
They should elope.
But they're both divorcees, so they have
to do that,
3 days.
Yeah,
not
but
one day.
Yeah, but he brings down over here that Vaz cites the view of Rav Hai Goin and Rabbeinu Ephraim that the divorced couple remarries requires no Sheva Brachas. However, Rif and Radvaz himself both reject his view out of hand. Indeed, the question of someone like Rav Hai Goin's stature could ever say such a thing.
Wow.
In regard to the rejoicing of the wedding of a divorced couple, Radvaz states that there is no requirement of rejoicing. Others rule that there are 3 days of rejoicing similar to any previously married bride and groom. Only if she married somebody else. Or a Kohen.
Why doesn't talk about the divorce? Gemara talks about the
The Gemara talks about why. The Gemara doesn't talk about divorce.
Does it include Afi Gemara?
Yeah. There's no difference with on divorce, second marriage.
The same thing? Divorce and Almar is the same thing?
Same thing. Suba is the same. All the dinam are the same. Why the Gemara mentions widow versus divorce? The Gemara wants to speak a positive thing, maybe. I don't know.
It's more common.
Whatever.
It was more common, man. People used to die.
In those days, people died young.
Less divorce, no?
You didn't have time to do
it. Whatever. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Meitzer, we'll start getting into the next Gemara. Meitzer, the Gemara asks a question like this. The Gemara said that a widow who marries an unmarried man, Shavuot Brachos 7 days. So Gemara said, Meitzer, it says, Mavarch and the Psula Shiva, Ulamana Yemechot. It says in the Braise that for a psula you make Sheva Bracha 7 days. And Almana 1 day. So Gemara thought, any Almana, even if she marries a Bachar, even if she marries a guy who was never married, Mistama, the Braise means 1 day. Right? Afilu, my love, Afilu Almana Shenasa LeBachar, even if he was never married, but she was married before, then it's only 1 day. Which contradicts what we said before. So Gemara says, no, La'alman is speaking a widower married a widow. Then it's 1 day. But if it's a new marriage for either one of them, 7 days. The Gemara says, Avol bacher mai shiva? But you tell me if an alman marries a bacher, a widow, alman who marries a bacher 7 days, he hachi listen him a bacher le psula shiva, then it should say like this, for a psula is 7 days. Ula amana shenasa le bacher, or an amana that made a bacher 7 days. Ula amana yem echot. And a widow is 1 day. Why it should say clear? So Gemara says, milsa psik de ktani. The Gemara says, you're right, but the Gemara is speaking clear. Lek a psula, the batsin mishiva. Never is a virgin less than 7 days, and never in an almana less than 1 day. This is what it means. Almana sometimes has 7 days, but never less than 1 day. A psula never has less than 7 days.
Even if she marries a widower.
Right. Or divorcee, or whatever.
Well, what we just said, if there is no minyan, no.
But how many days can you make Sheva?
Okay, can you, but it says never.
Never?
Are you kidding? Rabbi kept mentioning that, you know, it's, you know, always...
Never, because she got married. If she got married, you had to have a chuppah, then you had to have Sheva brachas.
We're talking about 7 days, not Sheva brachas. This the terminology of Sheva Brachot doesn't make sense. I mean, it meant seven meals.
I understand what you're saying.
We have a Sheva Brachot under the chuppah. Seven brachos we have under the chuppah.
That's not what he means here. Said 7 days Sheva Brachot.
Okay, 7 days that they have a meal, and each day they say seven brachos also.
Yeah. But we're not, the Gemara is just saying you have 7 days to do it. You could do it, but obviously there are details. You must have a minyan. I once had a shayla, interesting shayla, many years ago. There was a Sheva Brachas. The Kala wasn't feeling when she didn't show up. But
I've
got sick.
I've been to one place like that.
So can you make Sheva Brachas if the Kala is not there?
Won't have to be there?
That was a shayla.
No, based on the Gemara, you need 10 people and meal.
She's not counted.
No.
She's not counted for a meal.
Is the Chosin and Kala both have to be there?
Just one of them.
Of one of them is enough.
Isn't the Simcha for both of them?
I had a Shaila. I called a Big Rav. He said, I have to discuss with another Big Rav in the city. Wow. Because it happened, there was a guy called me from a Sheva Brachas. In fact, it was in San Diego, the Sheva Brachas. The guy called me, what's the din? I was many years, 30 years ago maybe. So he called this Rav, he said, let me consult this Rav. And he got back to me a little while later that there's Yam Shah Shleim in Bava Kama that says even if one of them is there, you can make Sheva Brachas.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter from this Gemara or not. We don't know anything from this
Gemara. No, this Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara just... Later on, the Gemara talks about details of this. And Shulchan Aruch talks about details. And in fact, you know, in Halacha, it's very complicated, this thing. It sounds simple. But for instance, when the Gemara speaks about a girl that was never married, she had Sheva Brachas 7 times, right? Yeah? What happens if she was never married, but she's not a virgin?
Okay.
Do you also have 7 days or not?
Unless you ask her.
Did you do the classes before?
So there's a machlekes neidibunuch some sefer. It's brought on in Avinaz in the poskon the bitzchachu over there. There's a machlekes if it what makes the 7 days, is it chibas nisuin, or chibas bia? What makes the 7 days is the fact that they're living together for the first time. Or is it the fact that they got married? So if you hold it's that they were living together, so a girl that lived together with somebody, then you don't have Sheva Brachas. Well, in today's world, the minhag is to make... It's not so simple.
So there is 7 days on the chuppah and another 7 days.
No, the chuppah is day one.
That's day one.
If a chuppah is Sunday day,
that's 1 day already.
So Sunday is day one. So when is the 7th day over?
Saturday night.
Shabbos at Shkia. That means you have to finish Sheva Brachas Shabbos at Shkia.
Otherwise, it's Baruch Levatol.
You can't bend. Well, Lalocha. No, you have to finish the Shever Baruch before Shkia.
6 days.
No, Sunday.
But if they married after.
No, I said Sunday day.
Of course.
Now, if they married Sunday night,
then
Monday is day. Yeah. What happens if they got married between Shki and Seis? What happens a lot of times. Right. So then you have to be Machmer, so you have to count.
Wow.
If they got, let's say, for argument's sake, Shki is 6 o'clock, and let's say Seis is 6:30, okay, and the Chuppah is between 6 and 6:30. So because it's a doubt if it's Sunday or Monday, you can't make an Ev the day. Because then it's a Baruch Levatala. So what do? You count Sunday as day one. And who cares if you don't have seventh day? Like we said, you don't need all 7 days. But if it's wrong, if it's Sunday, then you're having a Baruch Levatala, which you can't do.
Yeah, but you get a lot of friends. So they want to all make
Who cares about the friends?
I have a question.